Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Mom, were you really born on New Year's Day?
Absolutely.
Can we see that birth certificate? I'm just messing with you, Mom.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
It's a ticket for Rip.
Thank you, Dez. 259, here's Minos, or is it Minos?
Minos.
Okay, Minos.
European.
Thank you, Mocha Jake. A1 Locksmith brings you Dano.
That's just a little light ribbon. Did you hear that earlier?
No. But is everybody...
Then it doesn't exist.
What? What doesn't exist?
I don't know if Jake can't...
I can find it by the end of the segment.
I bet you can't.
Reset for the listeners.
Okay, I'll reset.
How in are you on...
It's over here. I throw them over here.
You throw them over
How
here.
In are you on season 10, Dan?
Of
Curb,
one episode in, and it was awesome,
dude.
It was maybe the best episode they've ever had.
I'm four
it's a good bounce
in.
Back here.
I feel like we're heading towards a top season of Curb.
You had some great early scouting that got me back in. You said there's a lot less Leon.
Yes, dialed
although,
back Leon.
But the breaking of the selfie stick, the. The stuff he's doing on the street is really funny.
Leon's really made a bounce back in the last couple episodes.
I feel like they still have him on a leash, though.
Yeah.
They're still watching his minutes. He's on a minute restriction.
I love it.
So he read this as American funk metal band.
I've got the audio if you would like to hear it.
Why not?
American funk metal band, Cat. Primus... With support from Wolf Mother and the Sword.
Primus, bro.
Primus?
Come on.
He's doing it the Spanish pronunciation.
I was well really? I'm going to be mocked for that?
Yes.
Now he's indignant.
Primus?
Yes.
They wrote the South Park song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. They've been a... Continue your read. I'm sorry.
Primus?
I read it wrong so that we would highlight it and give more love to the fact that...
Like, look, I'm no huge Primus fan, but they've been around for forever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big music guy. Primus,
you're
what
never
I thought...
subscribing to Guitar Magazine?
No, I'm more into Tug McGraw.
See here?
The pitcher?
Now he's flipping it back.
Oh, wait,
on
who's
me.
The other guy? Who's the country guy? Primus.
Tim.
Tim McGraw. Tug McGraw's sperm, which will develop into country stars.
God rest his soul.
Oh, boy. Hey, whoa. There's a lot to consider there.
He never pushed me into Uncle Tupelo.
Primus.
Just Primus.
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 Well, you know what? I'm going to walk that back.
We're swaying Bob. We're swaying Bob into an alt-country realm.
Realm?
Realm Madrid.
What's on the list?
Did you say the word realm as realm, and I'm the a-hole here?
I may have.
I've heard people say that way when they want to sound haughty.
You know who else is
side yard?
Tour is
Wilco.
Yeah, but you already knew that
Fuel?
One.
I didn't.
Really?
I've heard Wilco referenced as much as I've heard like Danny White referenced here on the station. But never really seen Wilco play.
I've pushed you in the direction of Sturgill before.
I might not have taken up that one.
Did we officially introduce Corby and Bob?
Sometimes it takes a couple
Corby
years.
Corby and Bob of the Hardline? Or
Corby Davidson.
Are you the Hardline or are you 3-7?
We're whatever we want it to be, bro.
Ooh, they're fluid.
You can't title us.
Because we were talking about this earlier today, they're the whole gender. Bad radio and does it feel right?
There's no pronouns
I saw
here.
A story where someone that is not Kelly Raspberry or Big Al... announced they were leaving the Kid Craddock show.
Jenna.
Primus.
Yes, Primus.
And I'm like, so they're called the Kid Craddock show.
Yeah, and he died.
Well, thank you for that.
Long time ago.
Gentle.
So I suppose you could be the Hardline or Bad Radio. That would you'd be allowed to be it.
Sure.
To which I said that really only works if
struck by I hear he was struck by a bumper dumper.
If Bob or Mike die, because then you're using the name out of reverence.
That's where Julie said she would kill Bob for us.
It was offered. That never happened.
Thanks, Julie.
Don't bring me into all of your fights.
Why do you want to deny things now? Now that Bob's in the studio, now you're going to...
I told Danny that I really do enjoy super bad radio, though. I think that's really cool.
It is cool.
Who came up with that?
That
it's
seems
my
to be
idea, so it's now it's really.
It was
off.
Mino's idea.
Oh,
was
good, Mino.
Now that I can make money.
Yeah, first he gave it to Trey.
Yeah, I was like, it's not that great.
My idea.
Oh, Trey joins us.
I'm assuming you guys thought that Tool is announcing a tour as well.
Really?
A little worried about Julie's lack of regard for fights, though.
Didn't Maynard get me too'd?
What do you mean, Bob?
Why don't you like fights?
From Tool?
Yeah.
No, I liked fights. I mean, look what I did there. I replayed the fight.
Oh, yeah, you were playing radio. My bad.
Come on.
Yeah, now, but she doesn't want to fight with you when she wanted to kill you earlier.
You should have heard the fights you picked with me over the holidays.
I'm used to
We'll have to revisit that one, too, line four guy.
Lots to unpack there.
Wow. Jeez, there's a lot of tension with Julie in that chair.
I'm definitely evil.
Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 56th day of the year. 310 days are left in 2020.
Julie, we missed you on Saturday.
Well, thank you. I missed y'all.
Thank you.
Mina.
She was there.
At Ticket Stock or at
later?
The
no, we
host party.
Yeah, because Julie and I live next to each other. And we keep trying to hook up after.
So
after
you had a different post party than Jake?
Huh.
No, I went to Jake's.
Okay, so that I just wanted to make sure I was only not invited to one party.
Yeah, right. I went to Jake's.
But it was kick ass that you were not invited
to. You know who was playing?
Primus.
It was kick ass that I was not invited, or it was a kick ass party and I just happened to not be invited?
The latter.
Okay.
You would have loved it.
I would have gone.
Let's have another where I don't have baby issues and Dan's invited.
Another ticket stock?
Yeah, let's do ticket stock this weekend.
Like, just do our own little ticket stock.
Where weren't you invited?
Karaoke.
And I'm Cash's house. I thought same. Cash and I were friends.
I guess I
karaoke
never thought
in Lake
that.
Highlands.
Yes, there is.
I think Mike didn't want me there.
Which
pretty
one?
Clear. Soroy.
Oh.
On this day in 1989, Jerry Jones.
Money.
The owner of the Dallas Cowboy fired head coach Tom Landry.
Only smart thing he ever did.
Wow.
And Tom Landry died years after that.
So connect the dots.
Right.
Right. Mike Reiner killed him.
Broken heart?
$150 million, 30 years later, $5.5 billion.
Yeah, now tell him he's bad at football.
Right.
Marcus writes he wants to wish his lifelong friend Thomas a happy 40th birthday. His leader is Mike Reiner's colonoscopy. And he'd like to hear Sean Bass bird-dogging Julie.
Bird-dogging that.
Mike, let's see, I can't say that. Mark McLemore's birthday. Matt McLemore.
Yes.
Not Mark. Matt McLemore. McLemore.
Where are you at on this big man for Kansas, Jake?
Mark McLemore? I don't know how to say his name, for starters. Do you?
Ezebike.
That's from Clayton Love.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. But
and the Aggie is Matabike?
Primus.
I thought it was Uzebikwe.
Jaden Neal.
Is there a U in there?
Azabuki?
Or an,
it might be Azabuki. Yeah, it might be Azabuki.
Azabuki.
What do you think?
I mean, I just don't know what you do with a guy like that anymore.
Rim run.
Oh, he's big.
Yeah, but those guys are getting played off the floor. You just gave away Capella for a bag of beans.
Man.
It's a different world out there.
Jaden Neal. Happy birthday to Jaden Neal. Leaders are Groobs, Dan Line 4 Guy, and Danny's Pig.
What'd you say? Who can't make it?
Doug Smith. He was promised when the Mavs took him at number 7 that he was the ultimate rim runner.
Yeah, and, you know...
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Good thinking.
Now listen.
It was funny.
And we dumped it, too. What? We caught it in time.
Hey.
I have a birthday,
Patty.
Dan.
I would say, in fact, probably the easiest league to get that done in.
Go ahead, Corby.
I have to rank them.
Today is the birthday of former Ranger great, current P1 great. Matter of fact, maybe the biggest P1 that we have. The Incredible Hulse himself, David Hulse.
Was he ever a Ranger?
Yes, Mike, he was.
Was he hard?
David,
you wouldn't like him when he's angry.
I hope your birthday is
filled with... I think last year he turned 50, right?
women and booze and...
Because I once proclaimed him as the hottest 50-year-old in America.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. It's like he works out a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he works out at your gym.
He's too good-looking.
There's no way. That's kind of an old guy gym. Well, I guess he's 51. Does he... He lives in Grapevine?
He lives out that way, like Colleyville. And
there's lots of gyms out there.
Stuff like that, yeah.
So I don't know if he goes up to my
gym. You guys should all move to Colleyville. One of those houses.
What's the joke?
None. I just would love it if you did. I drive out there to North Richland Hills.
He lives fairly close to there now.
For the Alamo Drafthouse stuff, and I drive through Colleyville, and I'm amazed every time I drive through here how nice it is.
A lot of trees.
Not as nice cool as story. Your neighborhood, yeah. But...
No, it's nicer than my neighborhood.
Jake Patty's V1 Fiance Kristen is 36. I woke her up in that special way. We're getting married in a month, so that will be my last obligated time. Would like to hear Julie Zinbin audio. And Sports Führer...
Gluten-free pizza.
31st birthday of Marco.
That might be the best trap I can take.
Marco?
The self-proclaimed king of the gay P1s. His leaders are Mino,
of course,
in the tank top.
I was just waiting for that one. Happy birthday, Marco.
And
pays to have those abs, doesn't it?
And, of course, it's always me.
All the really particular homosexuals are interested only in me.
Do you think when the photos of the village people started to surface and make their way across the interwebs that his was...
I mean, we all know Mino is not a snack.
His was passed around quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I expect him to be on the cover of a local...
Right.
Publication before long.
Steel Workers magazine. Mino in a tank top and the Ticket fan fiction story with Mino and Jake.
That's a good one.
If you can find that. He'd like to hear the Space is Super Gay drop. Elsewhere.
See, that means I'm okay to say it.
Right. If AP1 loves
it. Space is super gay.
So you can tell that to Cumulus Brass as they're.
Right.
Putting something into your folder, your file.
It's kind of like what Dave Chappelle held up that
gay P1 and said it was cool.
Daphne lady for all of his trans jokes. And then Daphne killed herself.
Everybody heard about the Baker Mayfield thing?
Oh, yeah.
5:30.
Calling the Ticket front desk. They don't appear to be picking up. What do you guys think's up with that?
Hello.
He is kind of short.
Thank you for calling Cumulus Radio Dallas-Fort Worth. 7 radio stations reaching 3 million listeners per week. Please dial it now.
Please don't challenge us.
By last name, press 2. For the sales department, press 3.
Yeah, what's up with them?
The business office, press 4. And for the news department, press...
How
news,
is
news,
there?
News, like news.
Oh, darn it.
I love news.
Who would answer that phone? Like, Ty?
Please hang up and try again.
Probably goes upstairs, right, to Cliff?
And ask him about the Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Or impeachment? Is that
okay? Yeah.
Do I have to wait for that whole message again?
Yeah, probably.
Ask him about if
ask
they know.
Ask him about Ted Cruz. Ask
oh, hello, hey, Cumulus.
Hey, my son.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
It's Lucas, the receptionist boy.
Lucas, the boy.
Well, no, the receptionist boy.
Either way, it's bad.
Isn't the word receptionist mean female?
It doesn't have to. Lucas?
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I know.
Receptionista.
Receptioner is
that
a male.
That is so sexist that you
Lucas
would even think that because you're so used to thinking that.
Lucas, do you know who right. Mino is?
Yeah, I do.
Think he's hot?
Oh, I'll bet you do, Lucas.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's got the abs, you know what I'm saying?
Just wondering.
Why are you being sexist, Julie? We don't objectify people here on this show.
I just wanted to know if he thought Mino was hot.
Dan, do you think that women can be doctors?
Okay, we'll give you like a 3-decade birth, like by 2050.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks.
Why are you asking me this?
Oh, you know.
I'm a hashtag girl dad.
Ooh, he's...
My girls can be anything.
Women could marry doctors, yes.
You think a hashtag is an eraser?
Oh, God.
That's their goal.
Right?
They're going to college to get the MRS degree.
I thought you were delivered by a woman doctor. Were you?
I was.
I hope you were.
They really weren't allowed back then.
No. Back then?
I had a woman doctor deliver both my babies.
Oh, yeah?
Why'd you say it like that? Deliver both my babies.
I've been in here a long time. I had to start drinking.
Yeah, I had a female delivered our first baby. I don't know about the second one. I wasn't there. I was at home playing video games.
Yeah, smoking a cigar.
Oh, wait. I was calling for Yolanda to wish her happy birthday.
Lucas is still there?
Can you give me that? Lucas?
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Jeez, he stuck that out.
Sure, mine was.
I see we only have a minute left in the segment, so.
It's like, I'm on the clock. Whatever.
Yeah, he's the crane operator, am I right? Working by the hour? Get it? To knock the
totally. Building
out. Because
they're not. It's not going quickly. So that's why it's funny. Because they must be...
You reached Yolanda Armendariz with Cumulus Mania. Please leave me a detailed message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Go ahead, line 4, guy.
Armendariz. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Hello, Yolanda Armendariz. Happy birthday from the boys at the ticket.
Okay, Dolores.
Dolores?
Did you know, Yolanda?
You know what that rhymes with.
Bob, say some Spanish stuff to Yolanda.
I don't know who I am.
Feliz cumpleaños.
¿Qué onda?
Oh, sí.
You're Biblioteca.
Welcome. You're welcome, Yolanda.
Baño. Zapatos.
Here's
what's Zapato? Zapata?
That's a shoe. Don't know why you wished her shoe.
Yolanda, here's a joke for your
happy shoe, Yolanda.
You wished her shoe.
All right, well, that's all we got. Tyler?
What?
That's why
Feliz Zapatos.
See you next week, dummy.
Oh, it's your Friday.
Damn.